Oh, pretty good. Enjoying the beautiful weather out here. It's snowy weather, but it is down. We're down to 29 tonight.
Oh.
Well, I don't know how many people are aware, but on Wednesday, a car blew up on the Rainbow Bridge on the American side of Niagara Falls. The truck blew up. It was heading towards the inspection area. One person was injured and people in the car were killed. There is claims that they were an elderly couple. That cannot be seen through any of the video that they have shown. There are claims that that car is an addition that it was inserted into the video. I've seen a whole bunch of different claims, but it doesn't explain the explosion in the air, which is what many people wrote about. So we're not going to know the real story here, whether that's I personally think that's the truth about it. We will not know the real story, and part of the reason I think is because it was Thanksgiving. Okay. Last month, a Muslim group known as CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, and various influencers made a story go viral about a Muslim man in Ohio who said he was seriously injured by a car driven by a person who screamed, "Kill all Palestinians and long live Israel." Well, the local police, the Northridge police, investigated and determined it was a hate crime hoax. They say they found surveillance footage. This is the police. They found surveillance footage that shows he actually was injured in a fight with his brother. So somebody had them under surveillance. That's the one thing that's actually the pretty good news still. They are refusing to acknowledge it was a hate crime hoax, even though the police have charged them, the alleged hoaxer and his brother, have been charged with domestic violence and assault, and the hoaxer has been charged with falsification, making false alarms, and obstructing official business. But CARE still. Well, on Tuesday, Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown announced that he has temporarily suspended Zainab Chaudhry's membership from the new Commission on Hate Crimes Response and Prevention due to her defense of Hamas's attack on Israel in a social media post in her role as an officer of none other than the Council on American Islamic Relations. Chaudhry claims she made the post in defense of hate crimes made against Muslims, yet her social media posts spewed hatred against Jews. They're not trained to put their knee over the neck. They're trained to put their knee over the shoulder to press down, but not on the neck. Yeah, right. Yeah, but not on the neck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're into Canada next. I actually have the link here for the viewers. On Tuesday, November 21st, the University of British Columbia had a banner stating, "Trans liberation can't happen without Palestinian liberation." It was hung from one of their buildings. This banner communicates that homosexuals can't get freedom without Palestinians committing genocide. It's still in Canada. This is in, out of Toronto. On Friday, the Tannenbaum, the Tannenbaum Community Hebrew Academy of Toronto, they call themselves CHAT, received an email that could not be ignored. The message read, "Multiple bombs have been placed in your buildings and in your car lot." That's an interesting terminology. It pretty much tells what the nationality of the people are. "Many Jews will die today." Dr. Jonathan Levy, the leader of the facilities, had just spoken to his parents the day before about three people who had threatened students on their way to school. Now they had to fully evacuate and have the police search the premises. 1,300 students, including many babies and toddlers, were evacuated, and the premises were searched for bombs. And, of course, no bombs were found, and classes started later in the day. But this happened just days after Muslim demonstrations in support of Hamas. Absolutely not. Should not. All right. This next story is from memory.org. It started in the National Post. The National Post revealed, and it's going to make cursor back over there, this week that the Muslim Association Canada, formerly known as CARE-CAN, again, this is the Council on American Relations in Canada, once again under the microscope by their revenue agency, the CRA. This time it is over the relationship with Qatar Charity, which has been a known financier of Al-Qaeda. Think about that one. It's not only that they have been affiliated with other charities that have long been known to finance terror groups like Hamas. But the response of their expert witness is what I think will catch everyone's ears. Max, expert witness, University of Toronto Islamic scholar, Professor Anwar Amin, said in respect to the charity connection, well, it's not in the – I don't believe the word charity is in the Quran. However, zakat is a word that describes payments towards jihad. And it was 960. Pull it up. Let me pull it up on the screen just a second. And yeah. 960. "Surely alms are only to the poor and the needy and those who collect them and to those whose hearts are inclined." Jihad. So he was bribing people to accept Islam, is what you're saying. Oh, stealing. For the next, yes. No. Absolutely not. That's what CNN got. That's what CNN got caught saying today. In fact, they were saying today that they, and on CNN, that they were trying to say Hamas, the people they were exchanging, that Israel was setting free, were not combatants. They were arrested for terrorism, stabbing people, debtors. And for the sake of Allah, jihad. Okay. Hold on. Just a second. I gotta get that. 21. Okay. Those who believed and emigrated and performed jihad for the sake of Allah with their money and with their lives of the highest degree with Allah. And those are... best thing you can do is what it sounds like. And those are the trumpets. This Lord gives them good news of mercy from himself and of his good pleasure and gardens. They will have in it. Well, that's their idea of heaven, which is interesting. Because, you know, if they're desert people, I get it. They will have in it everlasting bliss. They will abide in it forever. Surely Allah has a great wage. Just a second. Let me get that back up. Okay. So the list of terror groups is comprised only of non-white, and this is the complaint by Enver Emin. He said, quote, the list of terrorist groups is comprised only of non-white and non-Christian groups, including Hamas, Hezbollah, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, the Tamil Tigers, and various Khalistani extremists. Samaritan's Purse. Well, the next story. It's. Well, the next story comes out of the UK. Let me put this in the chat room real quick. The Telegraph reported that on Wednesday, Jonathan Hall, the independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, said he did not believe there was any need to toughen anti-terror laws in the wake of national pro-Palestine protests. He said current legislation gave police sufficient powers to take action against encouraging terrorism, such as calls for jihad, and any changes would have unintended consequences that could damage freedom of speech. This is interesting, considering London's Met Police has chosen not to take any action after a Muslim suggested the solution is jihad. The next story comes from Sweden. Social Democratic Member of Parliament, Jamal El-Haj, has been caught lying to Parliament and to the public, saying he lost a daughter-in-law in Palestine, hinting that she was killed on October 30th when Israel bombed Gaza. But he doesn't have a daughter-in-law in Israel, much less the area known as Gaza. Lies have to be told to create sympathy for murderers. Well, that was the original story. Turns out, Jamal Al-Haj's youngest son married a woman from Israel who now lives with her husband in Sweden. Now, it's worse. His lie has revealed a crime committed by his son. See, this marriage isn't registered in Sweden, and that means that they are cheating on their taxes, basically. It's thought that the marriage was performed by a Sharia judge, but the Sharia group has said that they're denying that they do fake marriages. Exactly. When she lived in Sweden, No. I have one of the last stories is another mess of lies. It's out of Georgia, out of the country of Georgia. Last month in the country of Georgia, a 14-year-old girl was murdered. Aitaz Shahamarova, an Azerbaijani girl, was murdered by her 27-year-old husband. Her family claimed she was kidnapped and forcibly married. Aitaz made several escape attempts. During the last one, she threatened to call the police. Her husband then shot her. Questions remain on why Aitaz's parents were never reported her kidnapping to the police. Eurasia.net explains by providing examples that these forced marriages could be arranged marriages for financial gain for the parents. Eurasia goes on to explain child marriage is a problem that continues in this community. However, they're not saying that it's a Muslim community. We're at that point where it's time to take a break. We're going to come back in a few minutes, and we'll talk to you, and Usama will talk about Surah 2. And here we go. Yes. chapter 2, 243. Have you not seen those go forth from their homes? And they are thousands for fear of death. So Allah said to them, die. Then he brought them to life. Surely Allah is bountiful to people, but most people do not give thanks. What are we talking about here? Nonsense? I'm a writer. I'm a research writer. This doesn't make any sense. It's clear as mud. That's my best word way to define it. Never heard of it. Never once. Thousand? Oh, wow. That's a huge difference. I don't see it, but here it is. Have you not seen those go forth from their homes, and they are thousands for fear of death? So Allah said to them, die. Then he brought them to life. Surely Allah is bountiful to people, but most people do not give thanks. I mean, I see Allah killing people, but I don't see Ezekiel. Nothing in there about Israel or Judaism. Ezekiel 33. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and breathe in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied. And as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place in your own land, then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. I see no coordination of anything. Have you not seen the gathering of the children of Israel after Moses, when they said to a prophet for them, send to us a king, we will engage in war for the sake of Allah. He said, will it be that you would not go to war if engaging in war is decreed for you? They said, and why should we not engage in war for the sake of Allah? And indeed, we and our children are driven forth from our homes. So when the engaging in war was decreed to them, they turned back, except for a few of them. And Allah knows the unjust. And their prophet said to them, surely Allah has sent Talut, Saul, as a king to you. They said, how can the kingdom be to him over us when we are more worthy of the kingdom than him? And he has no abundance of money. He said, surely Allah has chosen him over you and has given him increase in knowledge and stature. And Allah gives his kingdom to whom he wills, and Allah is large knowing. And when Moses said to his people, O my people, remember the grace of Allah on you when he made prophets among you, and he made you kings, and he gave you what he did not give anyone of the world. Well, I think it'd be kind of hard to speak after you're dead and be recorded, at least. Okay. Have you not seen the gathering of the children of Israel after Moses? When they said, well, I would guess after he died. I know the name of the prophet, but they don't know. They asked them to leave. They didn't drag them out. And nobody returned. Nobody went back. Joshua. He wasn't poor at all. Uh-oh. Means that you just don't have it on you. All right, just trying to get my mouse over there. Here we go. Okay. I'm gonna try it. Talut. Oh, but Talut doesn't appear more than zero. Zero. Well, the word, if I take Talut, if I just take King out, so you're having, I think that's more important. See, they need to see these zeros here. The other ones that showed up, where you see the other things that popped up, that's for the word King. We've got about 7 minutes. And their prophet said to them, surely the sign of his kingdom will be that the tabut, the Ark of the Covenant, will come to you. It is tranquility from your Lord and the relics left by the family of Moses and the family of Aaron. The angels will carry it. Surely in this is a sign of you if you were believers. That would not happen. It never happened in the Bible. That is by Moses's craftsman, yeah. What? Not in the Quran. Oh, yes. Yes. It's amazing because this is the imam who told me I couldn't know anything about Islam if I didn't know Arabic. So I called Usama over, and Usama starts talking to him in Arabic, and this guy turns to me and says, I never said I knew Arabic. So by that logic, you know nothing about Islam. Yeah. All right. So we're going to now give a chance to you who have been watching this. And this chance is based on one important thing. What am I talking about? In order to find eternal life, you have to do the first thing. You've heard that there are problems with the Quran. That should be a warning sign. Leave Islam. Leave the place where lies have to be told to defend it. And what's next? Well, our hope is that you have reason to find Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You might not know who he is. That's what this next 10 minutes is to tell you who Jesus is. And if you make a choice for Christ, let us know. We really want to celebrate with you. If you have any questions during this time, just put a Q in front and I will save it for afterwards. We only have one question so far, so please do put questions in.